Hey friends, welcome to the Stationery Cafe Happy Hour. Today we actually have Kelly from Kelly Love Letters up here with me in Seattle.
I'm officially here in person.
I know. You're taking a little reprieve from the smoke.
Yes, right? It's smoky in Seattle, but it's smokier at home.
Because it was hazardous.
Yeah, hazardous air, and this is just very bad.
I know, so it's a little bit better.
Like, so it's a step up.
You actually wrote down your window of your car on the way up.
I did.
It's like, wow, it's refreshing.
I was like, whoa, I can see the sky that's like blue and there's sun and stuff. I mean, barely, but still.
I know. Well, enjoy your vacation here in Seattle for a few days.
Yes.
I'm happy to host you, and we can do this in person.
Yeah.
So usually we talk about things that are, you know, something new, something old, something in our shopping cart, and today's the same. But we just got to geek out over it together.
it was super fun.
You want to start?
Sure. So this new item is something that's apparently not actually new, but it's new to me. It's called the Pentel Fitline Kurena, which is, I think it's just spelled Klena.
Klena.
And I'm sure you guys, I know Once More, no, not Once More with Love. Maybe she does too, but Coffee Monsters Co.
Oh,
uses them.
Really?
You know those gel pens that have like the cute little stripe? I think you have some too.
I have some. And like they're like my newly favorites, mm-hmm. because my friend, A Blank Note, she uses it obsessively.
Yes. So they came out with the Fit Line is a highlighter that I guess like goes with it.
I mean, I feel like everyone is coming out with highlighters. Like,
yes.
Finally, Pentel
yes.
is also doing.
They're doing it. And it's, so as far as I could tell, at least from Tokyo Pen Shop, they had four colors. There was like the mint, the red, the gray, and was a soft blue.
Mm-hmm.
They're all kind of soft and mild.
Mm-hmm.
But April was telling me that there was more in Taiwan.
Yes.
Right?
I am in the loop of Taiwanese stationery. And oh my gosh, like I think because when Japan comes out with new products, kind of like when Pentel Touch Pen came mm-hmm. out with the new pastel, like the grown-up color or whatever they called it.
Yeah.
It was first in like France or something and then
yeah.
in Taiwan. And so the Fit Line Klena
mm-hmm.
are the same, and they came out with a set of 8.
Yeah.
Beautiful pastel-y, not in like colorful color, like one of it was like this lavender that matches the Pentel Touch sign pen lavender.
So you basically need to get your Taiwan people to hook me up.
I know.
Like I need more mild colored markers.
I know. So I think it's also like a double-sided type pen, right?
Yes, yes. It's got the, you know, it's kind of mild linerish. It's got the chisel tip, and then it has the little,
yeah, the thin side,
the fine liner side. Yeah.
I know. I already saw swatches because
yeah.
you know, in the group they shared it. It's in most stationery stores right now, so let's just wait for it to make its way.
Right, most stationery stores in Asia.
Sorry, most stationery stores in Asia. Set of 8 for like less than $6. I'm like, what the?
yeah, we need some of that magic. I also realized, April, we didn't introduce our beverages today.
Oh yeah. I got my Calpico Peach that I got from Daiso.
Yes, and I got a jasmine milk tea that they were selling at Daiso that like reminds me of when I lived in Japan, and it makes me happy.
Today we're having a very like Daiso drinky sort of happy hour time.
Yeah. So what's April's new item?
Well, still on the train of introducing mm-hmm. new planners.
Yes.
So today I want to talk about Anatomy. Anatomy, and it's a brand from Malaysia, and it's similar to the Mossery Co. that I talked about in the previous episode, but this one also does like customization to the extent that I'm kind of actually in awe with like the variation
yes.
of paper they have.
And what's that sweet closure mechanism?
Yes. So it's a hardcover journal, but inside is like a spiral bound sort of technology that they had, and it actually won Good Designs in Australia in 2019.
That makes sense.
So it allows you to actually switch out the refills of like mm-hmm. the book itself, the insert itself, into this like nice hardcover thing through a weird like strap mechanism.
Yeah, it's like when you go on the website, I was sitting there watching it for like 5 minutes because it's like a GIF that goes like,
I know, yeah. So it's very interesting, but like the customization part is that for each book, you can, they allow you to pick three types of layout, like, and then depending on the kind of paper you choose or the kind of layout you get to choose, mm-hmm. like most of them are like 60 pages. So on average, about 180 pages per journal. But wow, the layouts, they have notebook selections, like, you know, grid, rule, dot grid, but they also have planner selections. So like specific horizontal, vertical,
lots of them too. Like
weekly,
12, at least 12 or more.
I know. Design. And then they have like the sketchbook selection. So you can choose from mixed media paper to like 100% cotton. And you can customize not only the cover, but like the ribbon, the elastic band, and then also like the spiral bound, like it, you can choose like, you know, rose gold or whatever. Oh, and the spiral bound is like, it's those where it's only on top and the bottom.
Oh yeah, I love that.
So your hand, you know, can write freely. I really like it.
It's like they pay attention to us. They, they know what's wrong.
And I've seen my friend's unboxing 2 years ago, because she's based in Malaysia and she bought from Anatomy, and wow, the whole box, like it's an experience.
Yeah.
Like the box looks perfect, like the book nestles in it, and like this nice,
that's
like
so
bag
nice.
And the whole unboxing is quite impressive. So I would say if you like, oh, by the way, it's A5 slim. So if you like that,
oh,
size,
see, I didn't know that part. Ooh,
it's A5 okay. slim size, and the paper's fountain pen friendly. They did mention that. And I know you, like, Kelly always like needs to have
oh
at
gosh.
Least the fountain pen friendly checkbox.
Yes,
check.
That's it's pretty important to me. Wow.
So yeah, option if you are still kind of like uncertain about all the different layouts, the different styles. This, I think customization might be the way to go. Like, I think the most expensive you can go up to is around $40, which is
not that bad
for a yearly planner. Yeah. Like considering Hobonichi out there, you know, the Jibuntecho and all those other
Hobonichi getting us every year
dated planners out there, because you're essentially also paying for the cover.
Yeah,
and the customization.
It's pretty cool.
So yeah, I the more I looked at the website, the more I kind of want to give it a try.
Yeah, that sounds like a good.
Well, our own thing.
Yeah, so of course I didn't bring it with me to Seattle because I'm the worst, but so the brand Himekuri, I know we've discussed them before briefly, maybe. They're the ones that do those really cute, like, themed, like, I don't want to call them stickers, but they're like little sticky
little
note
tiny
things.
Post-it sort of
yeah
shape. And features like a week's
yeah.
date.
It's like every week is themed differently. So this year, for example, I got the stationery theme. So it's like each week is centered around a different brand. Like one is platinum pens. It's got like preppies and ink bottles.
And you tear them off each day.
Yeah.
And you can use that as like a little sticky note or like a little sticker.
Yeah. It's kind of like a cute way to spice up your like
daily,
this is what day it is, like
daily dates.
And here's a cat. They have cat ones too.
I know, I kind of want a cat one.
But they also made these Tomoe River notebooks that are A5 slim standard traveler's notebook size. I don't know if they did that on purpose, but and it's kind of like Japanese stitch bound, so I don't want to put it in the elastic.
Right.
So because I'm so bougie, you know, I got my olive traveler's notebook customized at Bankujin specifically for this notebook. So I got a secretary pocket that I can like slip this notebook into.
Yeah, nice.
Because, you know,
we need them.
Yeah, you don't want to ruin the spine, and you have to have it just so. So I wanted to talk about it because I've been using it at my job, like, because I don't write at my job often, but when I do, I want to have Tomoe River paper. And so this is a dot grid notebook, and the cat one, did I say it had a cat on it? I might not have said that.
That's important. How can you miss out that?
So it's got this kind of coral pink cover, and then it has this little kitty that like pokes out on the front cover. And on the inside, the paper is like a cream with a like light coral dot grid, and then at the bottom of the page, it's got little kitty paws on the bottom.
Across the bottom.
Yeah. And it's just adorable.
I feel like I see them on the market in the U.S. now.
Yes, and we just got them at Oblation.
Oh, it was you guys that carried it.
Yeah, there's a few others too.
I think I saw cute things from Japan, but they are in Japan.
So yeah, and I think even Tokyo Pin Shop did have them, but I don't know. But I finally convinced my manager to order it, so.
Enabling everyone.
And I got it last year at the Tokyo Pen Show in Japan, and I thought I was all special. And I'm like, oh, we can just order it here.
I know that because you said you got it there. I thought it was some sort of like exclusive edition.
No. I thought so too.
So maybe they have other cover designs, mm-hmm. like not just the pink cat.
Right, they do. Sorry, I forgot to mention. They have like a normal, I don't know how to call normal blue, with like instead of a cat sticking out of the page, it's got like a fountain pen ink bottle with a fountain pen.
Ooh.
And that one's just normal grid.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a light blue grid. And then there's like one that I call the boring one.
The boring one.
Because it doesn't have any fun thing on the front. It's just like, here's a graph notebook.
Like, well, some people want a graph notebook.
For those of us that don't like cats or fountain pen ink for some reason. But there's something for everybody, you know?
There is something for everybody. You gotta have like that muted, like what office appropriate mm-hmm. sort of like cover.
That's right.
To use with your fancy Mont Blanc.
Exactly, yeah. That's something Jason would like, probably.
your customer, Jason, at Ovation.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I want to talk about that it's something I recently got from an order. Nita had put together an order for us from Aya Bungu, which I mentioned was mm-hmm. the actual stationery shop that is from the founder, La Dolce Vita, the girls.
Oh.
Aya Bungu is like all the way in like Taiwan.
Put that together.
A little city there. And so it's a Taiwan local boutique stationery mm-hmm. store. And they carry the latest version of the Kokuyo Saksa scissor.
Mm-hmm.
S-A-X-A. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the right way to say
it. I'm pretty sure that is.
Because
yeah.
I think it imitates the sound of shearing, like sak, sak, sak. Exactly. Saksa scissor. Yeah.
We should make like a sticker of us doing
that. I know. We just did something that's like a GIF worthy, but a Saksa scissor. So I don't know if you guys have seen this on social media, but the shape of it is very unique. Mm-hmm. It's even kind of rounded, like the blade are really fat and round. Mm-hmm. And they call it a hybrid arch because the blade is not straight, because it's sort of rounded. You end up getting like equal leverage, whether you cut with the base of the scissor or the tip of the scissor.
That's amazing. It's something that I like, when you look at it, it kind of looks funny and you're like, does that even work?
It looks like children's scissor, you know, like when they make a cute with like shapes.
Yeah.
But this one's like super functional with like, they call it like the 3D blade because it minimizes the surface where it touches washi tape when you try to cut through sticky stuff.
Yes.
So sticky residue don't stay on the blade for too big of a surface. You only have to clean like a certain part.
Yeah.
I really like it. It's huge though, like compared to your everyday like portable scissor and your to-go box like thing. Like so I use my Muji for that.
Yeah. So how does it compare to the Tools to Live By scissors?
The Tools to Live By are nice. Like both of them are stainless steel and they both are like coated so that doesn't like stick to washi. But this one just feels much more ergonomic. Like Tools to Live By is visually pleasing,
right? Just like classy and aesthetic.
Like
and
it sits on your table.
Put it on your Instagram post.
Exactly. Yeah. Like so, Saksa. I wouldn't put it on my Instagram post, but if I need to cut a lot of like stuff functionally, that would be the scissor. Like unboxing cardboard boxes.
Yes.
Like you know, packages that came from.
That's why we do the box cutter.
Yeah. Wow.
You want to be more fancy?
I want to be fancy. So I like it, and like the handles are really roomy. That's kind of what they have advertised, so it's nice for your hands.
Nice.
You want to be precise.
Yeah.
And I got it in this really nice mint green. Yeah. Of course, I have to have green.
But a color that we all, you know from April.
And because it's the newest version, they advertise it as like being 20% lighter than the older version.
Right.
So look for the one that says lightweight, I think, is a way to identify it. Japan has some, but I don't know if they carry the older version or the newer version.
Yeah.
But I know I have the newer version.
You know what you have.
I know. So that's something that we have and mm-hmm. you know that we want to share, that we enjoy using. Something we want. This is the scary part.
Is the scary part. So I was just like, today I was like, April, are you on JetPen's mailing list? And she's like, no. I'm like, oh my god.
I do it for a reason. It's like for my safety, for my wallet's safety, you know. Yeah,
which is a solid thing to do. So basically it's they just came out with the, I believe it's pronounced Tachia, or it's that, is it a branch of Sailor Inc. or
T-A-C-C-I-A.
Yeah.
Tachia.
For some reason, I think it's related to Sailor, but I could be wrong about that.
It's a Japanese brand.
It's a Japanese brand. And they, so JetPen's just released the Ukiyo-e collection that I'm pretty sure I've seen at Loft in the past.
Ooh.
And I was like, ooh, kind of lusting over it. So you get, it's a 40 mil bottle of ink, and on JetPen's it's $23, which is a really good price. And so there's four bottles that are, I didn't explain Ukiyo-e, did I?
What is Ukiyo-e?
It's like a really old traditional Japanese art style.
Ooh.
Like Hokusai is the artist that... So there's two different artists for these inks. There's Hokusai and Sayaraku.
Mm-hmm.
And they just take, like, you know, the Great Wave of Kanagawa. Everybody knows that painting.
The wave. Yeah. The Japanese wave. Yeah. With the little, like, things. Yeah.
Yeah. So they, it's like, they have that on the packaging for the ink bottle. And then the ink kind of represents that color.
I know, like, the blue in the Great Waves
mm-hmm.
of that one. And then,
yeah,
is there like a vintagey sort of retro red mm-hmm. issue?
Yeah, they've got the Benitsuchi. I have to look at all these more. But if you go to the JetPen's page, there's four based on Hokusai paintings and four based on Sayaraku paintings.
Wow.
Oh,
I know. So Ukiyo-e is, I think I know the Chinese word for it, Busuhui, and it's like essentially this era of Japan where
yes.
they did these like very vintagey, like kind of even like wall mural mm-hmm. art sort of style, like
yeah.
on textile and thing, and it's a very distinct style of Japanese art.
Yeah.
I love when Japan comes up with these retro like art thing. Like, you know how Shikiori, the Shachihata?
Yes.
The new like vintage Japanese color, it's, like that's literally yeah. how they named it, because all the colors for those ink pads are named after like a specific type of Japanese ink dye
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, so that's the kind of stuff I'm really into, because I love Japan and Japanese culture, and I love fountain pen ink, and it's like, there you go. So that's, I don't know which color I like the best out of all these. I feel like
I like the teal.
Yeah, of course.
The rusty green that is based on the Great Waves.
Yes, I think this one is actually based on this, it's one of the views of Mount Fuji,
Oh my gosh. And this, I know, the green reminds me of the pine that they always do, like the pines they trim, you know, the little, what do you call those plants?
Bonsai.
Bonsai. I was about to say Animal Crossing has it. Bonsai, yes.
For some reason, I don't think, do they even not have a Great Wave of Kanagawa? They just have these Mount Fuji ones, but they're really pretty. And if you see these Mount Fuji paintings, you're like, yeah, I've seen that a million times. Like,
yes.
Yeah. It's just really an interesting stationary item. Maybe going in the cart.
Maybe. I know. These things we want, like, sometimes do make it into our cart. Like, yes. Like within a day.
But so far it hasn't, though. That's like my third, like the past two, I think, that I talked about are in my possession now.
The one I'm looking at is from LCN, Ling Jianing, the Taiwanese illustrator and creator.
Yes.
Well, she's kind of like, I don't think she's an illustrator, but she's just like an artist and a creator that makes these collage and vintagey style stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like anyone who's into stationery long enough would know her, because she has a bunch of stuff, some from Sam's to like stickers, to rub on stickers, to foil, to all these like intricate collage material.
Yeah.
And so for 2020 summer, she came out with these tags. Denison Inspire, where it's like those thin frames around like a tab shape or label shape. And then she kind of added her little spin to it by like doing these letterpress style constellation.
I love those.
The moon faces. Oh, so pretty. The little like lines. So it's kind of retro and it's also kind of like modern in a way in terms of the labels and the tags. And the few guests we had on the Stationery Cafe, like James, Andy, they all like just they just use this thing, like, you know, they pair it with a girl, they slap some flowers on it, you know, misalign it a little bit,
maybe, and some like grid classic-y washi tape.
Yes, with classic-y washi tape.
Throw it all together.
It's just amazing. I saw this because I was actually buying her older vintage label stickers. So those are color printed, and so those are not just like, you know, the retro blue or red frames, but it's actually quite colorful and it has like mushrooms, little forage items, apothecary motifs on them.
I love that.
So I'm now kind of regretting not getting the letterpress, because they come in such a cute little matchbox style packaging with like handwritten, like, you know, the design. Speaking of frames, like, I just scrolled today on Instagram and saw Hank's Diary also come out with something like this too, also like label frames but like on washi tape. So I guess that's two things I want.
What's that? We'll have to talk about that later. I need to know everything. So is everything that the LCN does is letterpress or no?
That's just like one of the items she does. She used to do these like really cool other like tag styles things too, that is seems like letterpress, but, you know, it's printed flat on the washi tape to have that effect. So
You know, when once you start, like, especially when, since I work at Oblation and like seeing letterpress every single day, like I feel like I appreciate it more, and so I'm like, oh, it's not letterpress. Maybe it should be.
I know, it just has such like an old retro like feel, like you put in this craftsmanship that's
I know
Lin Jiani doesn't letterpress everything herself. She obviously mass produce it, but then you know, it kind of gives us the user that nostalgia feel.
Yeah.
It's kind of like we're creating art with her doing like 80% of the work.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
That's why I like Taiwanese artists though.
Yeah. Oh, so, okay, is the next thing something we're not buying?
I know. This is sometimes hard and sometimes easy. I'll start first, actually.
Oh, sure.
Let me start first.
Go for it.
The Traverse Notebook 2021.
Oh my gosh. Phyllis is gonna have a cow. Just kidding.
I know. I feel like there's like diehard Traverse Notebook users out there that has to use like their vertical inserts, their horizontal inserts. And, you know, I'm just not that kind of person. I have way too many planners, as you all already have known. And I use Hobonichi for like those dated layouts. However, I do love their, each year they do a theme sort of topic. And then they come out with like the sticker set.
That's it.
And then since last year, they start doing these like L-shaped plastic folder sleeves.
Yes.
And the pencil boards. So I was looking into like the theme. So the theme is books. And I thought it was really relevant, because I think the whole premise is that because of COVID, no one can travel. So the only way for people to travel is to read books and let your imagination take you around the world.
I like that. That's cute.
And so
did they say that on there, or
did say that. Like, they have a whole thing on it, you know, like each front page of a notebook. So the thing is, like, when I first saw the pictures that were like, you know, showcased on every other shop, I was like, why is there lemon on there? Like, why,
I know, yeah, like, I couldn't understand.
What does a moon have to do with like books, right? Yeah. Turns out we're just uncultured swines.
exactly.
And essentially the design motifs are all based on like famous literature. So Lemon is actually a book in Japanese by Motojiro Kaiji, mm-hmm. and then, you know, there's like Night Flight, which explains the little plane. Mm-hmm. There's Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain. Mm-hmm. And then there's also The Moon by Somerset Maugham. So all the things that are on like the pencil board, the sticker set, they're all like allusions to a masterpiece in literature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually didn't know that until I wasn't talking to you, but I was just kind of, you know, looking at websites, their close-up of the products. I was like, oh, that's why there's all these random items.
I know. The lemon really threw me off. I was like, books? Like, are they telling us to, like, what is that, make lemonade when life gives you lemons? Like, maybe that's what it meant.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I always get excited. But wait, I thought you said you're not buying.
So I'm not getting the notebooks.
That's right.
I'm not getting the data planners. I am getting the sticker set, though.
I told her that's kind of cheating. Is that a cheating answer?
Maybe it is. What are you not getting?
Oh man, well, you know, when we look around we see planners and
that's all we see now right now.
Like, we just need a comic of like planners in your eyeballs. So it was actually Tokyo Pen Shop has, I've talked about them a lot this time. Mm-hmm. They have the B6 size, which is, you know, one of my new favorite sizes now. Midori, it's called the Day Length 24-Hour Planner.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Yeah, so it's, you can get four color covers that I wrote. They're kind of jewel tone-ish, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So the layout, oops, is a vertical weekly, and it's shaded, right?
Shaded. I know, like, the day length, I think, represents the time of the day, mm-hmm. and they're shaded to imply that. Like,
yeah.
Like earlier, from I think it's 0 to 24.
Well, I think it starts more like Hobonichi week, or the like the cousin.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's representing like when the sun rises and when the sun sets.
So there's like shades of blue and pink
to
indicate the sun.
Yes. And it's pretty cool. When I saw the layout, like, I actually saw it in the Oblation like buyer email, because I look in there sometimes and I was like, oh, this is kind of like dark looking, but on Tokyo Pen Shop, it looked like it was quite kind of pastel and like light. So it doesn't interfere
with your writing. But essentially it gives me the Jibun Techo vibe, because Jibun Techo also color shades.
That's right. They do
some of the time blocks, like the evening blocks and the morning blocks. And then it's not like all white, or cream background. So the day length, it's funny because I think I read somewhere on some website's description, it says this planner is designed for people who wants to live their life carefully.
Like, what does that mean?
Like being very aware and conscious of like the time of the day, I think.
Yeah.
So it's pretty. Like, I feel like it. I can see like a woman using it because of the pastel-y color and just like, you know.
Or a very fashionable man.
Fashionable man. And so, I like it. But again, I have way too many vertical planners.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying I'm not buying this, and I'm like looking at it though. But
B6.
But I'm not. I know. Because I have the B6 planner that I got that I talked about a few times ago.
You know, so for people with, like, I wish they have the cousin weeklies in the B6
there
size.
There you go. B6 Midori. Oh, go for it, people.
I know. Does it have like a clasp closure, or is it just like a regular book?
I think it's just a regular, there's no closure to it.
I'm thinking about the paint diary that MD has.
Which is also a good one. Mm. But this planner has, it does have lined pages in the black, in the back. and I'm not about the lines. Mm. It's funny because I wrote this in a lined notebook.
I know, you're literally using a lined notebook right now.
I just like to talk trash. but yeah, you know.
Don't buy it.
Don't buy it.
We don't need that. Someone else would like it, but like, we don't need that. Like, we don't need it.
Yeah.
Well, finally, I guess something fun to close off this episode. Mm-hmm. I my Hobonichi is still not here yet because it was stuck in customs.
So tragic. Hashtag tragic.
I know you were coming up hoping that we get to unbox it all, right?
I brought the Tomoe River notebook that I plan to put in my cover just in case.
Just in case they deliver tomorrow.
I was so excited.
But unfortunately, it was still stuck in customs. And I think that's kind of like a very frequent thing this mm-hmm. year because of the FedEx changed. But anyway, I got the life notebook, though. The life guidebook from Hobonichi. Yes. A few weeks ago when it was first released through Amazon Japan. So I got to flip through the book. Yes. It was really amazing. You get to see the entire catalog of all the covers since 2004 or something.
And it's something that, like, up until I saw it here at April's, I thought that the guidebook was more like pamphlet style.
Entire book.
And so I was like, oh, this seems expensive for a pamphlet. And then it's like, no, it's like a thing. Like, oh, this is so cool.
So if you have that book, what I found interesting was a specific spread where they collect internet slogans or internet like lingo around mm-hmm. planner, around the community of planners. So, yes. And they've defined to you what it means when you see that on social media, like people talking about their planner using these weird terms. Yeah. It's Japanese, but I thought some of them are relevant and maybe mm-hmm. you want to learn a little bit about it.
Totally.
So the first one is called Techo Kaigi, which actually Kelly and I, we talked about a lot.
Yes, I think we've been using that for a couple of years now.
Yeah, Techo Kaigi means planner meeting.
Right.
Like literally you hosting your own meeting with yourself about what planner to use for the next year.
Yeah, it's where, you know, I'm sure you guys have done this before where you like open up a spread in your notebook, you draw little pictures of all the planners you have.
Yeah, and then like, which one do I use for what purpose mm-hmm. next year? Like, this is the time to use the word Techo Kaigi.
Yes.
The next one is also something that's you're probably going to see a lot on like the Japanese user. It's called Kaifu no Gi.
Mm-hmm.
It essentially means unboxing ceremony. It's that moment when you see, like we talked about it, opening the box, like reading the quotes, like, you know, maybe make a cup of tea and then like taking out the stuff and like, you know.
It's like honoring your techo.
Honoring it. It's a ceremony. Yeah. Kaifu no gi.
It's so cute.
It's funny because this term was originally used across like temples and shrines for certain like sacred ceremonies. And like for us, we're like, no, we're doing it at home.
Well, like, isn't gi at the end of like wedding in Japan?
Yeah. It means like, ceremony.
Yeah.
And kaifu means to like
open
unseal, like it's even more sacred. It's like a sort of like spell, you unseal it or something.
That's so awesome.
The next one is called tashi peji. You know how sometimes Japanese use words that are like English
mm-hmm.
and tashi means feet, so it means like this page has feet, like
funny.
You know what that means? It means tippins. You know, like when you sometimes open a page and then your tippin like unrolls.
Oh my
and
god,
gives
that's
it,
so funny.
It gives it feet. So it's like tashi page.
I love Japanese words so much. Oh my gosh.
And I think the next one you'll like a lot is called layout no jigoku.
Yeah. Like layouto.
Layouto, like layout.
Layout
no jigoku. Jikoku means hell.
Yes. Layout hell.
Layout hell. Essentially, it's like those dilemma where you're like staring at a blank page. You're like, I have so much I want to do to this page. Like, I don't know where to begin. Like, right. And
what sticker do you put down? What washi do you put down?
You know, yeah, bullet journaling even. Like, how do I start this page? You're kind of in this layout no jigoku. And then you end up not doing it at all.
Yeah.
So that was kind of like the dilemma.
The struggle.
And the last one I want to like, this one's probably harder to get, but mm-hmm. in Japan, Twitter is very a prevalent tool, social media platform, as opposed to Facebook or mm-hmm. other things. So many Japanese users tweet. And, you know, just like us with social media, sometimes we tweet something that, like, you know, we regret later.
Like, maybe, oops, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Exactly. So the action of tweeting in Japan, or just essentially posting on social media, is called tsubuyaku. Tsubuyaku. Mm-hmm. And so This term is called tsubuyaki. Mm-hmm. Tsubuyaki ki means to record in Japanese. So it's like saying, instead of tweeting it first, write it down your techo. Give it a few moments to think about it before you end up posting something public that you will regret later.
Yes. I feel like that was more of a thing that I should have done when I was younger, you know, but I think I'm reined in a little more
you
now.
Need a notebook. You need a techo and then do tsubuyaki instead of tsubuyaku.
Totally. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. That page has like over 35 terms. And what I did was essentially holding the Google Translate app over and I was able to understand most of what it means.
Yeah.
I love it.
I know, it's so good.
It's like a little Japanese lesson at the end of this episode. Well, this has been super fun.
This has been a good one.
I wish we could record together more often.
I know, it's so convenient and nice.
Maybe next time I'll go down to Portland.
Yay.
And then we can do one down
and
there.
And you can see Maya.
Maya's Kelly's cat.
I think we've mentioned her.
We've mentioned it a few times, but you know, there's always new listeners.
Yes.
Yeah. So stay tuned for another fun episodes of Happy Hour next week, and you know we have a very exciting episode coming up on this coming Monday. With
yes.
Should I even like sneak peek? Cute things from Japan.
What?
It was super fun. So I want you guys to stay tuned and listen for that.
I'll definitely listen to that one.
I'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.